I was fascinated to hear a story about Ericsson when he was asked to demonstrate an unusual form of invitation into hypnosis. This was at a workshop, and he was on the stage, and he asked for a volunteer. And a volunteer came up from the audience and walked along the aisle, walked up the steps, and as this person walked towards Ericsson, as he got closer and closer to him, he very obviously was starting to go into hypnosis. And people were mystified about this and asked Ericsson afterwards, what did you do? How did this person go into hypnosis? And Ericsson replied, it was pretty easy. He said, that man came up onto the stage expecting to go into hypnosis. I didn't do anything. Someone had to do something. So he went into hypnosis. Now, so that was an example that really stays with me about the value for us of generating expectancy. It's not a technique, it's just a mood that we can get into. And moods, as we know, are very infectious. You go to a football match and people start shouting crazy, and you can behave just as crazy as them. There's a kind of a group mood where moods are very infectious. A small child can say to a parent, can we go down the street and get an ice cream? And the parent might say, well, I'm not sure that the ice cream shop will be open. And some children know about this, and they'll say something like, well, you never know. And just in that mood of a child saying, you never know, it somehow breaks through the, well, why bother, it probably won't be open, that the parent has. And if the parent catches the child's mood of, well, you never know, they can go down the street and maybe everybody gets an ice cream. So, in a simple way, we can very easily put ourselves in that mood of expectancy with a client. No matter what they say, no matter what we say, if we can allow ourselves to be in that, well, you never know, kind of mood, then this can shift the context, it can shift the ground, and it can alter the direction of future experiences and make all the difference to helping a client to find their own solution and to start to look in a more useful way for what might be a better option for them. So, the invitation here is see what you can do to find your own way of putting yourself in that focused, absorbed mood of, you never know, of expectancy. It's like, well, it might happen. And when you do that, see what happens. If you don't say anything, but just sit with someone in that mood and see if you could notice any evidence that they're catching your mood. Also, if you're interested, whatever else you might be doing to invite someone into hypnosis, get that mood as well, so that you can match and play with all of that. Ericsson said in a very fascinating way to me that he said a person can be walking down the street minding their own business, and all of a sudden a problem drops out of the sky, and they've got a problem that came from nowhere. So, if a problem can come from nowhere, why can't it disappear into nowhere? If a problem drops out of the sky, comes from nowhere, why can't a solution? So, there's something to play with, and please leave a comment about what you discovered so that we can all share in our mutual learning. Thanks.